Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klalon test, and we're learning Simen Beis. So Chayodim is continuing his thought from the end of Simen Aleph, where he said, in general, a person who finishes a meal and he leaves without saying the Baruch Achrona, he's not mechuyav to go back. The exception being for bread and possibly for mazonos, and possibly pairs of the Shiva Samin. We'll see more about that as we go along. Now, he says, these are foods which the bracha is not required that it's said in the original place. As opposed to by pas, where we said that the bracha is required that it should be said in its original place where the person ate. These foods, that's not required. Therefore vim kain, take of kishayotzim in makama, kranis batla kviyus. So immediately, when he leaves, any kvias that he had of eating is no longer valid. In other words, if the halacha would be that he would have to return, so we're saying even though he's left the place physically, halacha says that the place still has significance to him, he's mukhib to go back to that place. From that vantage point, that he's mukhib to go back to the place, so it's like the kvias is still there. But in a case where the halacha says that he does not need to go back, we say that as soon as a person leaves, any connection that he had to his original ma'is of achila has ended. And therefore, if he wants to continue to eat even the same foods or drinks that he was eating or drinking beforehand, so to say this in the other half, bypass, even though the person left and there's nobody behind, he did not leave anybody behind, since the halacha requires him to go back to where he ate, we look at it as if the original state of achila is still continuing. And when he goes back to and he wants to continue to eat, he does not need to make a new bracha. However, by something which as soon as he leaves there's no chiyuv to go back. We look at the act of leaving that place is that the eating session, which he was involved in, has ended. The bracha is valid for the eating as long as he's a part of the eating session. The eating session has ended. He needs a new bracha rishana before he eats. Not only is this true if he wants to eat elsewhere, but even if he goes back to the original place, now he does go back to the original place. We do not look at it as a continuation of the eating session, which was prior, but we look at it as a new act of achila, and it requires a new bracha rishana. Even though he goes back to the original place where he was eating, we cannot look at it as a continuation of the earlier eating session, and he needs a new bracha rishana. Aval. However, we could have said if the eating session is ended, he has a chiyuv to say a bracha achrona. So first thing he should do is say a bracha achrona on what he ate, and then say a new bracha rishona on what he wants to eat. So that's not true. That we're following the opinion which says that even though he needs a new bracha rishona, he's allowed to eat and then say a bracha achrona on both the first and second eating sessions together. Ala bracha achrona shivarach ala achila shniya, tala loy gam ken ala achilasa harishana. The bracha achrona he's going to say after this second eating session will work not only for the second eating session, but for the first eating session as well. So we pointed out that the Rambam disagrees with this. That's why the Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion of the Rambam. But the Ramah follows the opinion of the Rosh, and Tosis would say, as the Chayyim is writing over here, that there's no need to say a bracha achrona, there's just a need to say new bracha mishona, and eventually he'll say a bracha achrona on both of the eating sessions that he had. Okay, so that's talking about a food, but it does not require a bracha achrona bimkamo. A food which requires a bracha achrona bimkamo, for example, pas, the halachas are different. We do not look at the act of leaving is tantamount to the end of the eating session. And therefore, if he goes back to the original place, he can continue to eat without a bracha. And furthermore, if he eats elsewhere, he could potentially eat without saying a bracha as well. Now, we have to clarify that last point. Bezim, we will talk about that. What is this? And we have to also clarify, what does this apply to halacha lemaisa? It definitely applies to pas. It applies to mazonos. And it's questionable about whether it applies to other foods which require a bracha achas me'in gimel. In other words, the fruits of the Zion Minim or wine, it's not clear if they have this rule that they need a bracha achas me'in gimel, and therefore the bracha extends even after you leave. So we will clarify these points in the upcoming shiurim, and meanwhile, have a good day.